prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled. From the studio gym where excuses never apply, it's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Welcome back to another episode of Superhuman Radio. It's Tuesday, which means I'll be joined by Coach Rob Regish in just a moment for the Blueprint Power Hour, where he answers your questions about training, nutrition, exercise, protocols, drugs, politics, everything. There's no limit to his investigative prowess. Then at the top of the hour, we'll be talking about how to manipulate the gut microbes in an effort to reduce the negative effects of a high-fat diet. I have a feeling it's going to be an interesting discussion because I already have a slight question, or I'm questioning some of the research because of what I understand that fat does and what the research showed. But anyway, it should be very interesting, to say the least. So, without further ado.
Calling all Blueprint Army, fall in line. It's time for the Blueprint Power Hour with Coach Rob Regish on the Superhuman Radio Network.
Hey, Rob, did you hear the song that I was playing a little while ago when we were waiting for the show to start?
No.
Here, let me just listen. I'm going to use this song. This is a lost song of Jimi Hendrix. This is from the Rainbow Bridge album, which was due to debut right when he died. So, as a result of his death, the movie was not released the way it was supposed to. Listen to this guy. Is that not the sweetest guitar riff you've ever heard? So I'm producing other people's podcasts, and I'm going to use this as a theme song for something. I love it so much. But yeah, Rainbow Bridge never got released properly because he died. And his family, who had the rights to the movie at the time, they went into this big battle over his death. And the movie was never released, Rainbow Bridge. It was a movie, like, remember back then when they were doing movies about the Beatles and the Monkees?
Yeah.
This was a movie revolving around Jimi Hendrix, and it was never released.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, look forward to it.
So anyway, to bigger and better things, how you doing?
I'm doing great. One public service announcement and friendly reminder. Tomorrow is the final day for the MassPro Synthogen X2 super sale. So, if so inclined, you can go to Synthogen.com and use discount code SHR15. You will get 15% off on every purchase. There's no limit. Twin packs and cases of four ship for free in the continental United States. And with a case of four, we're giving away a heavy duty, meaning quality, muscle mass t-shirt. And it's just a great deal all around. I'm still getting emails on a daily basis.
And you forward them to me. They're shocking.
They are. And, you know, we'll talk a little bit more about it
today. I mean, people would say this is complete hyperbole. This is BS. Come on. He forwards me the emails after they come into him. I'm reading these emails. I'm thinking, you know, why am I not taking Synthogen every single day? Which, between you and I, you know, I'm going to be using it very shortly. But it's like, oh my God, why isn't everyone taking Synthogen?
Yeah, you know what? I had a brutal 20 rep squat workout yesterday, and I took it, and sure enough, I woke up this morning, and I feel fresh as a daisy.
Yeah.
Which is really saying something when you're 46 years old.
Yeah, I agree. Synthogen is spelled S-Y-N-T-H-E-G-A-N. Synthogen, right? Or G-E-N?
S-Y-N-T-H-A.
A.
G-E-N.
.com. Yeah, I'll get it right eventually. So Gary Juster, he says, what's going on with Kratom? I keep hearing about seizures and et cetera.
You know, the situation with Kratom is still pretty fluid. Despite nothing really changing in how the DEA views it, or at least their position paper on it, they have just simply said that it's a drug of chemical, or drug or chemical rather, of concern. So the real worrying thing is that there have been some pretty dire enforcement actions. For example, earlier this month, U.S. Marshals seized more than 100 cases of products distributed by Nature Therapeutics. They do business as Kratom Therapy out in Grover Beach, California. The seized products amounted to about $150,000 worth of Kratom. And I did a little more digging. It turns out the Department of Justice filed the complaint on behalf of the FDA, alleging that the Kratom was an unapproved new drug or misbranded drug. So according to them, serious concerns exist regarding the toxicity of Kratom, and I had to laugh at this, in multiple organ systems. So what they're saying is consumption of Kratom can lead to a number of health impacts, including respiratory depression, vomiting, nervousness, weight loss, and constipation. Now, here's what I say. Kratom works. It works exceptionally well. It is about as addictive as coffee, and it has both stimulant and sedating properties. If you overdose on it, yeah, you'll probably feel sick to your stomach, and you might even throw up. You might even be a little bit dizzy. I could say the same thing about Flintstone vitamins and zucchini. The stuff is actually helping people come off heroin, relax after a stressful day, and in general, it makes life a little more tolerable. Now, currently, there are 5 states that ban it: Alabama, Arkansas, Indiana, Tennessee, and Wisconsin. Unfortunately, there is similar legislation afoot in other states. Thankfully, there are responsible Kratom customers and vendors that are petitioning to keep it legal. So, you know, wherever you see that, please support those companies. You know, me, I personally feel it's a matter of time. You know, so I would recommend people stock up. You know, you may be able to import it after a ban here, and provided it's packaged creatively. But I wouldn't count
on it. And not labeled Kratom, but instead labeled something like green tea or something like that, you know?
I wish it was a favorite. But sadly, this is probably going to be another FDA waste of the public's money.
But wait a minute. Wait a minute, Rob. Wait a minute. I got to play devil's advocate here.
Okay.
If the stuff is mildly addictive, it interacts with the opioid receptor. Then it some supervision is probably required for its use. You cannot really overdose on Flintstone vitamins. I know you're trying to make a point. You can overdose on water. If you drink too much, you can die. So I get the idea that there's lots of things in our environment that if taken in excess can kill you, but those things are generally not used to create a euphoric sensation, right? You're not taking the Flintstone vitamins or drinking the water to get a buzz, but you are taking the Kratom for that reason. So don't you think that maybe not necessarily full-scale regulation, but maybe the Kratom industry needs to police itself and say, look, we're going to do things to help people not abuse the stuff. What do you think of that?
Sure. You know, if you want to put an age limit on it, like 18 and up, mm-hmm. fine. Mm-hmm. I would definitely support pulling it out of the head shops, which is really...
Well, that's the only place you get it today, right?
Yeah. But, you know, truth be told, overdosing on Kratom to that extent would be pretty difficult simply because it tastes and mixes a lot like coffee grinds.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You really can't get a lot of it down. But I understand what you're saying. Yes, you know, there probably should be some controls. All I'm saying is, you know, don't ban it.
The easy thing that can be done is those of you out there who use Kratom, don't do anything stupid like the kid who took 30 grams of caffeine one day and had a stroke, and then everybody's talking about controlling caffeine anhydrous. Like, don't abuse it. Don't use it. Don't abuse it so you don't end up becoming the poster child for the FDA to lead the charge against Kratom.
Right. And you'll, before you know it, you'll, your mom will be up in front of Congress crying.
Yeah. But that, there's a head shop in town here called Puff Puff Pass. I mean, really. Okay? Like, it's like right in your face. And they have a huge sign that says Kratom. So, anyway. Paul Bosch says, I'm taking curcumin like you recommended, fish oil, etc., but not really feeling anything. That seems to be the norm with a lot of these natural products. How do you know if they're really doing anything, and how do I avoid the ones that don't work? You got to try them first.
You know, in some respects, he brings up a good point. We know from studies, for example, that curcumin is dynamite for disease prevention, but if you never get sick, how would you know? You know, ditto for fish oil. We know it improves heart health, but if you never have a heart attack, how would you know it prevented one? You know, so I call those kind of things blind faith subs because you have to trust in what they're doing. And I can state unequivocally that both of those are solid additions to your training and diet. And by the way, you should feel something from both, and that something should be an anti-inflammatory effect. So what people want out of a product is really performance. Performance subs have some sort of tangible effect, and pre-workout stimulants are probably, you know, the best example. Enough powdered caffeine and a few other bells and whistles will convince most newbies that it's doing something. So they keep taking it, you know. Now, as for avoiding the scams, I would here's a big one. Beware of the new ingredient slash new product every 3 or 4 months from a company, because consumers and stores alike love new ingredients. A company can make a lot of money because with that new ingredient brings hope, right? Hope to the guy who isn't growing or, you know, the woman who isn't losing fat, what have you. Somebody is always looking for hope. Now, that's especially true if you have a good story, even in the event the ingredient does nothing. So a company will go to great lengths sometimes to tell this story. You know, it'll explain what it is and where it came from, a little bit about how it works, and you know, it doesn't matter if the ingredient is bogus. What matters is the story. So now comes what I call the lag. And there's always a lag between when a product is introduced and when consumers discover the truth about whether it works or not. So a lot of product can be sold during this time, especially if you've got that good story. So, in fact, you know, you can make more money telling stories versus doing something truly innovative. Because if you think about it, truly innovative products take a lot of time. They cost real money in research and development and sourcing for those ingredients. The story, on the other hand, costs nothing, nothing at all. And there'll always be people, right, that get some results. So if that business model sounds familiar to you, I would rethink buying from that company or at least reevaluate your experience with them. Legitimate companies develop products that work, and they live and die by repeat sales over, frankly, decades. If it's a good product, if it has a tangible effect like Tribulus, it's been around for 20, 25 years for that very reason.
The only thing I would add to that is this.
Yeah.
I stopped taking fish oil. And
Real
in exchange, no. I eat a 14.75 ounce can of chicken of the sea pink salmon four times a week. I actually have it with sauerkraut for the probiotic value of the sauerkraut.
Yeah.
It's delicious. I eat the whole can in one sitting. That's 7 grams of omega-3s. Not 7 grams of fish oil. It's 35 grams of fish oil. 7 grams of omega-3s, 4 to 5 times a week. No burping it back up like most fish oils do.
Right.
And I know it's working because it's in the state in which nature intended it to be, in the fish and not in a gel cap.
Plus, you get your protein along with
guess how much? 84 friggin' grams of protein in a can.
Wow.
And it goes down easy. I eat the bones and all. The bones are, because they, and the other thing about it is this. The cooked in the can salmon is fresh. It goes right from the boat right into the cannery, which is right there at the dock.
I never knew that.
So it's the freshest fish you can buy. They boil it and they put it in a can. They seal the air out of it and it's ready for you to eat.
Wow.
So stop getting your fish oil in capsules and start getting your friggin' fish oil in fish.
Yeah, well, I've always said if you read the studies, the vast majority of them show benefits from people that aren't taking capsules. They're eating fish.
Bingo.
Two to three times a week.
Bingo. Eat it. I'm eating it 4 to 5 times a week. I do notice a difference. I notice a difference in how I feel. I drop body weight, which had to be all fluid from inflammation, in my opinion.
Wow.
So stop taking fish oil tablets that are, or capsules that are so damn expensive, and you'll be burping up fish oil for hours. And eat a half a can or a whole can. And the chicken of the sea has no BPA lining in the can.
Fantastic.
So, and it's $2.89 a can. It's $2.89 for 84 grams of protein and 7 grams of pure omega-3s. 7 grams. Not 7 grams of fish oil. 7 grams of just omega-3s, 35 grams of fish oil.
It's on the shopping list, man.
There you go, baby. I picked up 5 cans today. I keep them in the studio. It's one of my meals I have every day. All right. We'll be right back with more. Stay tuned.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing.
Wow, that's an old commercial. The truth is I've been using CanSee eye drops for 11 years now, and I credit CanSee eye drops as being the reason that I do not need reading glasses at 58 years old. CanSee eye drops improves the quality and health of your eyes indefinitely. That's why I both use and endorse CanSee eye drops. Go to wisechoicemedicine.com and learn about how CanSee eye drops can improve the health of your eyes and the quality of your vision today.
The Category Killer just got upgraded in a big way. New Mass Pro Synthogen X2 is here. Take it before and after training and recover faster than with anabolic steroids. Visit Synthogen.com and use coupon code SHR15 for 15% off. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
A legendary name in hardcore supplementation. Iron Mag Labs. 100% original, patent pending Andro compound. The most effective, hardcore, groundbreaking bodybuilding supplements in the world.
In the world.
Iron Mag Labs. Revolutionizing hardcore supplementation for more than a decade. Visit IronMagLabs.com. Iron Mag Labs.
Mitochondrial uncoupling is the holy grail of fat loss. Making mitochondria work harder raises body temperature and metabolic rate without the jitters of stimulants. Now there is an over-the-counter mitochondrial uncoupler that will let you shred your body down to the last pounds of body fat. It's Trojan Horse. This is the supplement breakthrough of the decade. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Trojan Horse banner ad. Use coupon code SHR and save 20% off your order today. BlackstoneLabs.com. Trojan Horse.
Ketones are being called the fourth macronutrient because the body loves to use them for energy. Now you can leverage the hunger-fighting, mood-elevating effects of ketones with Keto OS. Take one package in the morning and don't eat again until you're hungry. You won't feel lethargic and you'll be alert and focused. Try Keto OS today. Go to superhumanradio.com, click the Keto OS banner ad to take advantage of the 5-day experience trial package. Leverage the power of ketones with Keto OS.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called piezole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizol works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finest supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at LivonLabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's LivonLabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, Labs.com.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. We're ripped and we're ready.
Welcome back. So Joe Blanchard says, I don't really have a lot of time to train. Call it maybe 15 minutes, two or three times a week. Should I even bother? I want to build a lot of muscle, and something's telling me it's not going to get me there.
You know what?
I agree.
I disagree, and let me tell you why. There seems to be this premise that building big muscles requires, you know, many days and hours in the gym every week. Translated into fundamentals, days equals frequency and hours equals volume. And it's my opinion that a very low threshold exists, or at least lower than most people think, for both volume and frequency, but a much higher threshold for the third fundamental, intensity. And it's, you know, training intensity takes effort, though, which leads to the following training errors. To compensate for not training intensely enough, a lot of people will spread their training out over a longer period of time, which increases the volume. And instead of doing two to three demanding max effort sets, they'll instead use six, eight, sometimes 10 or more sets to compensate. And instead of hitting it hard once a week, they'll train, you know, instead they're going to train three, four, or more times a week, rationalizing the extra sessions are going to help them grow. They're wrong, of course. They're dead wrong on both counts. So, you know, let's talk about what works now, what really works. I like, especially if you're time limited, triple drop sets. They're a favorite of mine for a number of reasons. Now, some people claim heavy weight and low reps is the way to grow. Others say lighter weights and higher reps. They're both right. But how do you get the best of both of those worlds? And triple drops are a fantastic solution. So let me use dumbbell bench presses as an example. It's a favorite movement of mine. So first thing I do is I grab the heaviest pair of dumbbells that I can find. Usually, you know, dumbbells will go up to 150 in a good gym. So I'm gunning for 4 to 6 reps, and I cut it when I have just one rep left in the tank. Now, you would think the muscle is completely shot after that, but it isn't. And proof of that is when I grab a lighter pair of dumbbells, let's say 80s, and then bang out 8 to 10 good reps, again, going one shy of failure. And then finally, right after I drop the other ones, I'll grab the 50s, let's say, and bang out 12 reps for my final set. Now, in that triple drop, I've performed a total of 27 reps or thereabouts. But the important thing is this. I have used a heavy, medium, and lighter weight, and the muscles get completely exhausted. It takes around anywhere, you know, depending upon how your rep speed, anywhere from 60 to 90 seconds to complete one of these triple drops, sometimes less. But the point is, if you really want to amp things up after those are done, do some heavy loaded stretches, like a fly-type movement, as soon as you're done with that triple drop set. You will be absolutely convinced you can get a hell of a workout in 15 minutes or less, and stimulate plenty of growth while doing it. I really, especially if you've been, you know, doing the same old for a while, take me up on that. Do a set of triple drops and then heavy stretches.
Well, and Adele just wrote a blog post, creatine plus drop sets, 200% more muscle in older trainees.
Is that right? Wow.
But the problem I have is three times a week. So how do you hit all your body parts in 15 minutes three times a week, even with this intensity routine? You only have enough time to do, you know, let's say you're doing chest. I guess next week you do shoulders? I mean, how does that work?
Well, I think the answer there is you need to select compound-only movements that work a tremendous amount of muscle mass.
Yeah.
And maybe forego, you know,
isolation type stuff.
I'm just going to train chest. In reality, you've trained chest, shoulders, and triceps.
Well, you could do chest. Yeah, you could change chest. Right. If you do a bench press, and then one week you do an incline, and then you do a decline, and you switch that out each week. Another day you do hinge movements like deadlifts, and the next week maybe you do a squat.
Right. 15 minutes,
You're back.
It's an extreme example. You know, if somebody really told me they only had 15 minutes a week, I would tell them BS. You know, you can find more than that. Just get up an hour early.
Don't drive to the gym. Buy some equipment, and you just gained, you know, probably a half hour round trip.
Right. So, you know, look, it comes down to intensity, not volume or frequency. You need a little bit, yes, of both volume and frequency. But I have never once gone wrong focusing on upping the intensity of my workouts. You know, provided you rest long enough and eat enough, you will get bigger and stronger.
We're going to take a break, and we have a question from Gino Hernandez when we come back. You're listening to the Blueprint Power Hour brought to you by CoachRobRegish.com. Go check it out. And don't forget, Synthogen.com for the best muscle-building supplement in the world today. I mean, that's not my opinion. That seems to be the opinion of a lot of people who write a lot of emails to Rob that are paying money for the product. So we'll be right back.
Products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing.
Wow, that's an old commercial. The truth is I've been using CanSee eye drops for 11 years now, and I credit CanSee eye drops as being the reason that I do not need reading glasses at 58 years old. CanSee eye drops improves the quality and health of your eyes indefinitely. That's why I both use and endorse CanSee eye drops. Go to wisechoicemedicine.com and learn about how CanSee eye drops can improve the health of your eyes and the quality of your vision today.
What do professional athletes such as Kobe Bryant and A-list celebrities such as Selma Hayek have in common? They are all touting the benefits of bone broth. But unless you have countless hours to cook every week or can hire your own personal chef, you're probably missing out on these critical nutrients. Osteobroth is a high-protein, standardized, consistent bone broth in a convenient powdered form. Use promo code SHR for 20% off at osteobroth.com.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
Anabolicminds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn, teach,
leave.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
4.6 million years of evolution gave us the blueprint for the perfect protein supplement for humans. So why do all protein supplement manufacturers ignore it? We don't. The first human-appropriate protein supplement is Thrive Advanced. Built around the blueprint of mother's milk, Thrive Advanced contains the amino acids, peptides, micronutrients, enzymes, probiotics, and vitamins that support protein absorption and assimilation. All of our dairy proteins come from happy cows on pastures here in the United States and are low-heat pasteurized. You'll never find any artificial sweeteners, additives, or ingredients. You won't even find thickeners or gums in Thrive Advanced. And we back up our label claims with post-production lab analysis that's available right on our website. Visit superhumanradio.com and click the Thrive Advanced banner ad and use code SHR and save 50% off your entire order today.
Now, the number one best-selling non-hormonal anabolic agent at PredatorNutrition.com. Progenidrex has established itself as the category killer. If you're having difficulty gaining muscle while staying lean, you owe it to yourself to try Progenidrex. 100% of store reviews rated it at 5 stars, the highest possible ranking. And today, right now, there are guys pouring their hearts out in the gym with little or nothing to show for it. Don't waste any more time. Go to PredatorNutrition.com today and get Progenidrex, the world's absolute best drug-free muscle gainer.
Move over, superheroes. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Welcome back. Gino Hernandez says, I'm looking for a cheap all-around supplement besides creatine. What I mean is something that has research-proven benefits but really inexpensive. Is there anything you'd suggest? A supplement for what? To make you faster, to make you stronger, to build more muscle? You got to be a little more specific.
Yeah, well, I'll give them a few options here. First on my list would be taurine. You know, the amino acid L-taurine. Every time I turn around, you know, there's another study showing this stuff has merit. And I've seen studies, and Adele has had his fair share of them over there.
Yeah.
Where it boosts testosterone, it slows muscle breakdown, it mimics insulin, lowers cortisol, resolves muscle cramping.
It's a sulfur-based amino acid. You need more sulfur in your diet, I can tell you that.
Yeah, and you know what? It's pretty darn cheap. Magnesium is another, but you want to make sure you get a highly bioavailable form, like magnesium citrate or aspirate versus oxide. Magnesium deficiencies are common in North America. Some estimates put them as high as 75%. And when it's involved in over 300 enzymatic reactions in the body, you know, it's worth supplementing to make sure you get enough. On the herbal front, curcumin is at the top of my list. You know, it's been called the herbal clenbuterol. You know, incredible antioxidant. It helps the liver, stores more carbs in the muscle, boosts tests, acts as an antidepressant, might be a mild anti-estrogen, and, of course, cancer preventative. So on another front, I have been shocked at just how much salt, of all things, can help size and strength. Now, you want sea salt, right, or a healthier variety versus table salt, but as a performance enhancer for under a dollar, it's hard to beat. And here's where it can make a difference. A lot of trainees are on a low-sodium diet, and they have been for
years.
That's
crazy. That's crazy.
And you know what? I was one such example. And now that's all well and good, but if you've been plateaued for a time, especially in strength levels, watch and see what 3 days of sodium can do for you. Now, don't go crazy, right, and salt everything and start drinking from shakers and stuff like that. You know, a couple shakes on two of your meals a day, maybe three is enough. That and lots of water. Now, the other thing of note is that a lot of creatine non-responders, they really should look into the stuff because they become responders when you add just that little pinch of sodium to the diet. I include, for example, a dash of disodium phosphate in Progenitrix, right, to complement the creatine that I've gotten there. And then at that point, virtually everyone becomes a creatine responder. It's incredible, but there's research showing that creatine is even more dependent on sodium for transport into the muscle cell than insulin.
Interesting.
So that should tell you something. So there you have it, Gino, four performance enhancers for pennies on the dollar.
Gary Young says, why is it people are so much bigger today? I mean, there are a lot of big guys in my gym, a lot more than there were 20 years ago. Are the drugs that much more prevalent? No, it's evolutionary selection pressure.
Yeah, you know what? I do think the drug use is bigger than ever, but I do not think that begins to explain it. So for reference sake, if you think back to the 80s, right, which wasn't all that long ago, now, if you're having trouble remembering what people look like then, look up some of ESPN's classic baseball games on YouTube. Now, I want you to look at the players, then the people in the stands. And what you're going to see is rather shocking. Both the people and the players were a lot thinner. Now, think about this. In 1986, William the Refrigerator Perry was an anomaly as a 300-pound lineman. 300 pounds on the line today is light. You know, the norm is a lot closer to 350. You know, so the question is, what does this all do to? Well, first, I think the gene pool got radically expanded when the fitness boom took place, right? Which is to say there are a lot more gyms today and a lot more members in those gyms their hand at weight training. Our knowledge of training, diet, and supplementation is obviously much greater. You know, it used to be a 200-pound trainee was pretty big. Today, that's par for the course. You know, it's certainly not going to stop traffic. So, you know, combine that with some greater drug use in some cases, and you get bigger, more muscular people. I do think in the general population, it has a lot to do with increasing the amount of carbs and processed foods in our diet, because what happens is all of that creates bigger insulin surges, right? And insulin is a storage hormone. You wind up with more muscle and more fat, which means more total real estate in those ballpark seats. Speaking of which, they used to measure 18 inches across. When they build new stadiums now, they're being built to a 24-inch standard.
Bigger asses, baby. Bigger asses.
Yeah. That's pretty pathetic.
Well, and I want to mention something else that you just said. We didn't understand the importance of large amounts of protein back then that we do now. You got guys that are regularly eating 300 grams of protein a day, and they're growing. Back in the day, 180 grams of protein, you know, was considered a lot of protein for a bodybuilder to eat.
Yeah.
And so you got gym rats that are doing 300, 350 grams of protein a day consistently, day in and day out. They're growing.
Yeah, and you know what? Technology is the final nail in the casket, you know, reduced activity. So there are your bigger people.
Yeah.
Superhumans hopefully will be the only ones to escape unscathed.
We will, we will. Chris Adams says, what do you usually prescribe for plateaus? Everybody has them. Some last longer than others, but it seems that getting past them is super important. What makes the biggest difference?
It depends on the plateau, rather, how long you've been there and what your roadblock is. So the first concept you need to understand is full capacity training. You can picture this as a pipe, right, with 4 to 5 sections of equal diameter. When the diameter of all of them is wide open, you make progress at a fast rate, right? But when one of those sections of pipe is narrowed, progress slows down. So let's look at a few examples. Adaptation is bad, real bad. And the fastest way to break a plateau for these people is to change the loading. Now, it's best to change the rep scheme, but even fiddling with rest intervals and consequently weight used can make a big difference. If they're still not growing, it's possible they're not eating enough. That would be the diet part of the pipeline. You know, adding 600 calories a day, either immediately after training or before bed in the form of a protein drink, can work wonders for those folks. And still others can't grow because they're not sleeping well at night. Well, you know what? You knock them out with melatonin and GABA, and it can make a huge difference in that case. But in all candor, the trainee's ability to identify where the roadblock is usually his limiting or her limiting factor. And understand also that change for the sake of change isn't enough, right? You can change your workout all around today and feel invigorated by it, but where are you going to be in 3 weeks? Routine hopping is usually a road to nowhere. So do put some thought behind your plateau busters. If you're still confused, you know, buy a good book or consult someone knowledgeable in those matters. It can literally mean the difference between years of frustration and going nowhere and getting to Gainesville.
On that note, we're going to take a break. And when we come back, we're going to have the blueprint tip of the day. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Be dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com. And click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
The Category Killer just got upgraded in a big way. New Mass Pro Synthogen X2 is here. Take it before and after training and recover faster than with anabolic steroids. Visit Synthogen.com and use coupon code SHR15 for 15% off. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
Ketones are being called the fourth macronutrient because the body loves to use them for energy. Now you can leverage the hunger-fighting, mood-elevating effects of ketones with Keto OS. Take one package in the morning and don't eat again until you're hungry. You won't feel lethargic and you'll be alert and focused. Try Keto OS today. Go to superhumanradio.com, click the Keto OS banner ad to take advantage of the 5-day experience trial package. Leverage the power of ketones with Keto OS.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports, The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/CARBGUIDE.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips. With 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at liveonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's liveonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
4.6 million years of evolution gave us the blueprint for the perfect protein supplement for humans. So why do all protein supplement manufacturers ignore it? We don't. The first human-appropriate protein supplement is Thrive Advanced.
Built around the blueprint of mother's milk, Thrive Advance contains the amino acids, peptides, micronutrients, enzymes, probiotics, and vitamins that support protein absorption and assimilation. All of our dairy proteins come from happy cows on pastures here in the United States and are low-heat pasteurized. You'll never find any artificial sweeteners, additives, or ingredients. You won't even find thickeners or gums in Thrive Advanced. And we back up our label claims with post-production lab analysis that's available right on our website. Visit superhumanradio.com and click the Thrive Advanced banner ad and use code SHR and save 50% off your entire order today.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. We're ripped and we're ready.
Welcome back. The blueprint tip of the day you've waited for. What is it, Rob?
Well, it's going to be on the importance of building good habits. Because building those good habits is an extremely important part of the iron game. And you would be wise to start early. The reason they're important is that when they're reinforced over 20, 30 or more years, they are difficult, if not impossible, to undo or instill in someone, as the case may be. So I'll take the ultimate example, my mother and father. My mom has had two bouts with breast cancer. Now, thankfully, they caught it early both times, but you'd think that that would warrant some preventative measures, right, on her part? Things like a better diet and exercise, cutting back on alcohol, and generally getting with the program. The first time she was diagnosed, I'll never forget this, I rushed to her side with reference studies showing the importance and benefits of just walking, eating certain foods, and even several supplements that showed huge benefit. And I sat right by her bedside, and I asked her, you know, when can you start walking? I even offered to come over and walk with her. Her answer was never, because Barb hasn't exercised a day in her life, and she refuses to change. You know, nor will she eat better foods, and she certainly was not about to use the soy protein I brought for her. I said, you know, according to these studies, you can cut your risk of breast cancer by almost 50%, Mom, just by exercising. She still refuses to do it. Too old, she said. Too old, apparently, to put one foot in front of the other. And predictably, the cancer came back about a year ago. And although they caught it early again, I suspect it'll be back. And this time, she might not be so lucky. My dad, he was a bit more physically active during his life, right? He played baseball through college. He golfed, and at one point, he even trained on some Nautilus machines around 15, 20 years ago. He doesn't have anything wrong with him, but he has put an alarming amount of weight on in the past 2 years. Now, he was already sort of walking, so I recommended Convict conditioning to him. Right, and his significant other. Believe it or not, I go over there and see the book sitting on the coffee table. He actually bought it, told me that he read it. But when it came time to actually do it, neither one of them could pull the trigger. You know, all sorts of excuses as to why. You know, he won't stop the sweets either, but he is happy to tell you all about his cholesterol medication and how much it's helped him. Look, I'm not saying everyone needs to be in the gym Monday, Wednesday, Friday, yada, yada. But if you're in there regularly, you know how good you feel, right, when you're going on a consistent, regular basis. And conversely, how absolutely awful you feel and miserable you are when you're not. Take the time to build good habits today. Train regularly. get in the habit of shopping for, preparing, and eating good foods. Set it up so that you can exercise if you got snowed in for a week. You know, keep regular hours for your sleep schedule, etc. Because the sum total of lousy lifestyle habits is disease and early death. You know, take the time to build good habits into your schedule, and you will be healthier and happier if you do. I absolutely guarantee it.
And the commentary begs the question, if you were diagnosed with cancer, wouldn't you do everything and anything you could to save your own life? This is something that shocks me. So, not this week, but next week, we release the first episode of Beating Brain Cancer. It's a new podcast that I'm producing with Andrew Scarborough and Phil James as the host. Both of these guys are brain cancer survivors. And it's clear that the ketogenic diet has the ability to arrest the growth of brain tumors, in some cases reverse it, but always reduce the rate of metastasis and the progression of it. There are so many people out there who would rather undergo chemotherapy and radiation therapy, which, by the way, does not work for brain cancer. This is why I'm producing this podcast, because of all the cancers out there, this is one that, A, the medical orthodoxy turns their back on because they really can't help people. If they can't surgically, if your tumor is somewhere where they can't exculpate it, they can't surgically go in there and carve it out of your brain and leave you moderately functional, because a lot of those people end up with problems, they can't treat it because chemotherapy doesn't get through the blood-brain barrier, because the blood-brain barrier is there to keep poison from getting to the brain. So chemotherapy doesn't work, and in about 60% of the cases, in 40% of the cases, radiation therapy doesn't work. In 60% of the cases, it makes the tumor grow faster.
It's incredible. You know, just imagine how shocked I was when I show her, because I knew she'd be skeptical. I showed her the scientific study showing, you know, you can cut your risk by 50% of ever getting this again if you just move a little bit. And then asking her, you know, when? You're gonna, how about I come over tomorrow morning? We'll go walking. Never. The word was never. And I'll never forget it. So
it's really,
you know,
sad.
Talking, and it's why is sad. That? Why is that? 60 to 70 years of lifestyle habits that can't be undone. She never exercised a day in her life, nor will she.
That's crazy. It's crazy to be so close-minded more than anything else.
Well, you know, the other thing is this, and you know this to be true. There are a lot of people that, because they never have exercised, think it's normal to feel tired,
yes,
depressed, and hurting every day when they get up. They just say, well, you know, that's because I'm old. No, you know, it really isn't because you're old. It's because 50, 60, 70 years of disuse, you know, not using your body, a good body that you were given, and frankly, building yourself up, because, as you know, every year past 30, I think you start losing muscle tissue.
Yep.
Well, you know what? The best defense is a good offense. Build as much muscle tissue as you humanly can. That's my game plan, frankly. And
well, and if you have a disease, if you have a malady, you're going to fare better if you exercise regularly than if you just sit and do nothing. Your body will repair, it will replenish, it will fight off, you'll be stronger, you'll be able to combat it. I mean, the Superhuman Radio mission isn't that if you follow these edicts, you'll never get sick. We're all going to get sick from time to time. I'm battling some problems right now, right? But I just know in the core of my heart that if I didn't get in there and deadlift and squat and do the things that when I walk out of the gym, I feel so effing great. If for nothing else, that reason right there, If I didn't do those things, I would be so much sicker. I would be so, so unhealthy. I would be really like the rest of America. So the thing that defines me differently is the fact that I get in there and I train as hard. You know, I trained this morning and I got out of the gym and I thought to myself, you know, it's really sad. I don't know any other way but to train hard. I can't go into the gym and deload. I just can't. And I know it's a problem. It's a shortcoming of mine. I'm not bragging. I'm telling you. But I was selected for, you know, dragging stuff. I mean, my people were lifted stones day in and day out until they died. And that's who I am. I love it. I love the way I feel. And I couldn't imagine not feeling like this, the way other people can't think about how to work, what it feels like to work out. I couldn't imagine not feeling like this, coming out of the gym and feeling the way I do.
Yeah, I mean, you know, you probably know what it's like when you get sick or for whatever reason you can't train for a week. You know, I feel like death.
Yes, I feel depressed. I have no energy. I have my outlook on life sucks. I just feel terrible.
Yeah, it's definitely, it's no fun. And, you know, when you do understand how good exercise can make you feel and eating nutritious foods, and the body's clicking on all cylinders, why would you ever want to go back? Ever. And I know a lot of people that, you know, they'll gain weight and they'll lose weight and they'll cycle up and they'll cycle down. But at the end of the day, this is about your quality of life. And if you can't prioritize exercise in your life, you know, to lead a better life, more quality, then... and I'll say this direct to my mother and father, you deserve everything you get.
It's unfortunate, but it's true. Yeah. It's not like mean-spirited, you deserve everything you get, but that's what you obviously want. That's why you're not willing to change.
Yeah.
That's a very sad story. It's a sad story, but it has a silver lining. So,
yeah. Hopefully it'll change somebody's mind.
There you go. That's the point. CoachRobRegish.com. Check it out. Synthogen.com. What's the coupon code again? SHR...
15 for 15% off.
Check it out.
Good through tomorrow. Deadline's tomorrow. No cry, baby.
Okay, there you go. We'll talk to you next week, brother.
Thank you.
Stay tuned. We're going to talk about the high-fat diet and the gut microbes and how we can manipulate them, perhaps, to affect obesity. We'll be right back.
Now, the number one best-selling non-hormonal anabolic agent at PredatorNutrition.com. Progenadrex has established itself as the category killer. If you're having difficulty gaining muscle while staying lean, you owe it to yourself to try Progenadrex. 100% of store reviews rated it at 5 stars, the highest possible ranking. And today, right now, there are guys pouring their hearts out in the gym with little or nothing to show for it. Don't waste any more time. Go to PredatorNutrition.com today and get Progenadrex, the world's absolute best drug-free muscle gainer.
4.6 million years of evolution gave us the blueprint for the perfect protein supplement for humans. So why do all protein supplement manufacturers ignore it? We don't. The first human-appropriate protein supplement is Thrive Advanced. Built around the blueprint of mother's milk, Thrive Advanced contains the amino acids, peptides, micronutrients, enzymes, probiotics, and vitamins that support protein absorption and assimilation. All of our dairy proteins come from happy cows on pastures here in the United States and are low-heat pasteurized. You'll never find any artificial sweeteners, additives, or ingredients. You won't even find thickeners or gums in Thrive Advanced. And we back up our label claims with post-production lab analysis that's available right on our website. Visit superhumanradio.com and click the Thrive Advance banner ad and use code SHR and save 50% off your entire order today.
What do professional athletes such as Kobe Bryant and A-list celebrities such as Selma Hayek have in common? They are all touting the benefits of bone broth. But unless you have countless hours to cook every week or can hire your own personal chef, you're probably missing out on these critical nutrients. Osteobroth is a high-protein, standardized, consistent bone broth in a convenient powdered form. Use promo code SHR for 20% off at osteobroth.com.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
Ketones are being called the fourth macronutrient because the body loves to use them for energy. Now you can leverage the hunger-fighting, mood-elevating effects of ketones with Keto OS. Take one package in the morning and don't eat again until you're hungry. You won't feel lethargic and you'll be alert and focused. Try Keto OS today. Go to superhumanradio.com, click the Keto OS banner ad to take advantage of the 5-day experience trial package. Leverage the power of ketones with Keto OS.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
The category killer just got upgraded in a big way. New Mass Pro Synthogen X2 is here. Take it before and after training and recover faster than with anabolic steroids. Visit Synthogen.com and use coupon code SHR15 for 15% off. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
This is the Superhuman Channel, doing reps with the weight of the world.
She's a very kinky girl. The kind you don't take home to.
Welcome back. I just got some really sad news. I don't know if many of you know who Dr. Joy Brown is, but she's a syndicated radio talk show host through Genesis Communications. And we just got an email, those of us within the broadcast industry, that she passed away at 71 years old. Right now, the reason for her death is unknown, other than her heart stopped. And she was actually on the phone with her sister when this happened. Very, very sad. And my condolences go out to the family. Very, very sad. She'll be missed. Okay, so let's talk about something that we're all interested in. Recently, a study was published that showed that perhaps manipulating gut microbes may actually reverse the negative effects of a high-fat diet. We're all about the microbiome on this show. And with that, I'd like to welcome Dr. Claire DeLassier from the University of Georgia in Athens, Georgia. How are you doing, Dr. DeLassier?
I'm good. How are you?
Wonderful. And I want you to know that you can talk to this audience the way you would talk to university students, because we are the most intelligent radio talk show audience in the world. I say that sincerely. Don't hold it back. So anyway, why this study? What preceded this study that left questions that needed to be answered with this study?
So there have been a lot of interest in the microbiota in the obesity field over the last 10 years. And a lot of the study looked at the microbiota composition. And we knew it changed with diet and it was associated with weight gain. And if you transpose an obese microbiota to a germ-free animal, the animal gained weight. What was not really known is how could it actually signal to the brain, and if we could modulate the microbiota by using everyday, you know, type food, which is what we did with blueberries.
Interesting. So talk about the study. This study was done in rodents, right?
In what? I'm sorry?
Rodents. The study was done
in
rodents?
In rats.
In rats, yeah. And yeah. They like to be called rodents. It's more politically correct. No, I'm kidding. Anyway, so talk about the study. How was the study set up? What was the diet like? What did you learn?
So we had two studies going on at the same time. And the first one, we had animals fed low-fat, high-fat diet, 10% and 60% fat. And we treated the animal with a large-range antibiotic, trying to bring back the high-fat fed animal microbiota to a normal profile. We did that because we didn't want to wipe it out, a look at a germ-free model, but we wanted to see what happened if an animal is consuming a high-fat diet but has a normal microbiota profile.
Right.
And so in those animals, what we found is when we look at gut-brain communication, so there is a nerve, the vagus nerve, that runs from the gut to the brain, terminates in the brainstem, and that basically tells the brain what type of food is being consumed and how much is being consumed. And so when we look at this nerve in the high-fat animals, we found that it was inflamed and withdrawn. The nerve terminals were not where they were supposed to be.
Uh-huh.
And when we use the antibiotic and normalize the microbiota, we were able to restore that gut-brain communication.
So let's stay with this just for a second. So let's talk about this. What quality of fat is in this?
Mostly diet? Saturated fats.
Right, and so we know saturated fats are associated with an inflammatory response.
Mm-hmm.
So what we really need to say is we're talking about saturated fats here, because if somebody's eating a high polyunsaturated fat diet, or even high omega 3 to omega 6 fat sources, we would expect a different outcome, right?
You may expect a different inflammatory profile.
Right.
I don't think anyone has looked at exactly which bacteria will be grow on a polyunsaturated fat diet.
Right.
Most of the time, we use high fat, high sugar, because we're trying to mimic the
question. So this is my next question. We know from a lot of the research being done right now, very very hot area of nutrition, which is the ketogenic diet. We know from the area of research on the ketogenic diet that when you combine carbohydrates, complex carbohydrates, very, very low glycemic index carbohydrates with even saturated fat, the outcome is much different than when you combine these fats with high glycemic index carbohydrates. So the carbohydrate portion of this food was high glycemic index carbs, right?
Yes, mostly.
So again, this research, I love what you're doing, and I want to talk more about how the microbiome changed, because really what you're talking about is the standard American diet. High glycemic index carbohydrates, high saturated fats from processed foods, and we have problems, no doubt about it. But once again, the carbohydrates that are chosen in concert with saturated fat also changes the equation somewhat as well, does it not?
It does, and we actually have a study coming up looking at different carbohydrates.
Beautiful, and we will have you back on as soon as that study is published so we can talk more about that. So let's talk about this. Now, was it exclusively inflammatory response, or was there also downregulation in things like cholecystokinin and some of the and leptin and some of the other gut hormones? I want to think of what they are, some of the ghrelins.
So we haven't quantified those, and we haven't done what we'll do, a cholecystokinin, a CCK test. That is
right.
A common thing to do.
That was it.
We've done it in the past and found that it was altered.
It is. So that even from that standpoint, it's altered. Interesting.
Yeah. So it was not done in the current study. I've done a previous study where we, instead of changing the diet, we put the bacterial compound directly into the IP cavity of the animal, and we found that we could alter CCK sensitivity.
Wow, that's interesting. Okay, so let's talk about the actual gut microbes. So what population increased under the unhealthy, high-fat, high-glycemic index carbohydrates? I know that there are Firmicutes and Bacteroidetes, and I believe Bacteroidetes are associated with greater obesity, conservation of energy, and stuff like that, right?
Actually, the Firmicutes to Bacteroidetes ratio usually increases with weight gain.
So it's the Firmicutes that's associated with the obesity, then?
Yes.
Okay, I got it.
And
backwards.
Then you
okay.
also have an increase in proteobacteria, which are the which contain a lot of pro-inflammatory bacteria.
Okay, so did you see the Firmicutes population grow under that bad diet?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. And that's amazing. But the amazing thing is what we know about the bacteria in the gut is it's relatively malleable. You can change it pretty quickly with some dietary changes, right?
Yeah, you can change it fairly fast. The second study we did was using blueberries, and we managed to change it quite fast, actually.
So did you feed the blueberries in concert with the high-fat, high-glycemic index carbohydrate diet?
Yeah, absolutely. They were mixed with the diets, and we match the control diet for fiber count ants.
Ah, so it wasn't necessarily the fiber. We're talking about the polyphenols and the things that are in the black.
Yeah, that was looking at polyphenol and anthocyanin.
Interesting. How much blueberry did you have to incorporate into the diet to see a regulatory effect?
We put 10%.
10%?
Yeah, whole blueberry powder.
That's a lot of blueberries for a human, isn't it?
It is a fair amount of blueberry for a human, but it is achievable.
No, I agree. And probably there's polyphenols and anthocyanins in other fruits as well that have color. A lot of berries, right? Blackberries, raspberries. So maybe a berry medley could even be achieved.
Yes. So we picked blueberry because that was the highest concentration of anthocyanin in the, you know, widely consumed U.S. fruits, and the most diverse profile of anthocyanin.
So, we have to take a break. I want to ask you a question about gut permeability in the face of these diets and if that plays into any of this. Stay tuned. You're listening to Superhuman Radio.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing.
Wow, that's an old commercial. The truth is, I've been using CanSee eye drops for 11 years now, and I credit CanSee eye drops as being the reason that I do not need reading glasses at 58 years old. CanSee eye drops improve the quality and health of your eyes indefinitely. That's why I both use and endorse CanSee eye drops. Go to wisechoicemedicine.com and learn about how CanSee eye drops can improve the health of your eyes and the quality of your vision today.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest protein bar, now comes the Quest high protein potato chips with 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
A legendary name in hardcore supplementation. Iron Mag Labs. 100% original, patent-pending Andro compound. The most effective, hardcore, groundbreaking bodybuilding supplements in the world. Iron Mag Labs, revolutionizing hardcore supplementation for more than a decade. Visit IronMagLabs.com. IronMagLabs.com.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com. And click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
What do professional athletes such as Kobe Bryant and A-list celebrities such as Selma Hayek have in common? They are all touting the benefits of bone broth. But unless you have countless hours to cook every week or can hire your own personal chef, you're probably missing out on these critical nutrients. Osteobroth is a high-protein, standardized, consistent bone broth in a convenient powdered form. Use promo code SHR for 20% off at osteobroth.com.
Mitochondrial uncoupling is the holy grail of fat loss. Making mitochondria work harder raises body temperature and metabolic rate without the jitters of stimulants. Now there is an over-the-counter mitochondrial uncoupler that will let you shred your body down to the last pounds of body fat. It's Trojan Horse. This is the supplement breakthrough of the decade. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Trojan Horse banner ad. Use coupon code SHR and save 20% off your order today. BlackstoneLabs.com. Trojan Horse.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where brawn and brains finally meet.
Welcome back. We're talking with Dr. Clara De La Cire from the University of Georgia about a recent study that showed that there are things you can do to modify the gut microbes in the face of a really bad diet, which is the standard American diet, high fat, high glycemic index carbohydrates. So the inflammation, was this local to where the vagal nerve actually courses across the side of the stomach and goes up? And if so, is this a result of some possible permeability to the lining of the stomach in the face of this diet?
So that's a really good question. You see changes in microbiota composition when you change the diet. You see obesity developing when, on top of that, you have impaired GI permeability. So it's one thing to change the bacteria, but somehow the intestinal barrier has to be impaired to see this inflammation settling. And we see it at the vagal afferent in the gut. We see it in the terminals in the brain. And when it starts, you know, when bacterial product starts going through the gut, we actually see it everywhere.
So when you altered the diversity of the gut microbes, did the inflammation transference to the vagal nerve cease?
Yes, it did.
That's impressive. That's really impressive. I don't think people understand how impressive that is. You know, it's a so. But I wonder what would happen if you included foods with high lectin, grains, and even legumes, because these have been implicated in disrupting and even making more permeable the gut. These are just, I'm sorry, I'm kind of like an ADHD kid. I start dreaming of other studies. Anyway, okay, so does that mean that the blueberries had an influence on gut permeability, or did they have an influence on sequestering the things that would normally get through the already permeable gut lining?
So the vagal inflammation was the antibiotic study. The blueberry, we restore gut barrier, yes. And when we look at the gut morphology of those animals, we had, you know, increased intestinal crypt villi length, better mucus layers, so it definitely improved the gut barrier health.
I've never asked this question before, but only because I'm starting to understand the importance of the scientific diets that labs use with their animals, like to make sure that there are no phytosterols in them, phytoestrogens in them. So when you do the study with blueberries, are you using whole fresh blueberries? Are you using some sort of pulverized freeze-dried powder?
So it is a freeze-dried powder of whole blueberries.
Are the original blueberries organic, or have they been sprayed with pesticides?
That I don't know.
I'd love to know, because only just recently I found out that there's a company that advertises a rodent chow for laboratories that is completely devoid of any type of phytoestrogens, because you don't want your research to be skewed, especially if you're doing research in sex steroids. If there's a phytoestrogen in the food, it could alter the results of the research. And I just thought, I wonder if researchers strive to get blueberries, in this case, that are devoid of any chemicals from the growing process, because that could obviously affect the results of the research as well.
It could. I don't know in that case. I believe that was not the case.
Okay.
Regularly grown.
Okay.
Blueberries.
So getting back to the topic at hand, so how did the microbe diversity change? What did you see when they started to eat the blueberries?
So we actually found something that we were not expecting. We were expecting, you know, an increase in bacteria that has reduction in firmicutes. And we actually had a reduction in both, and other phylum that are usually in the minority were increasing.
So what phyla, I guess, is the proper term. Maybe I'm wrong. You can correct me. Does things like the bifidobacteria and the lactobacillus, the lactobacillus type bacteria belong to? Are those firmicutes or are those bacteriodetes?
They belong to the firmicutes. We saw an increase in those that, you know, we usually think of as probiotic. We found an increase in proteobacteria, which are usually thought of as bad bacteria.
Right.
And so we were quite puzzled by that and went back to the literature and looked, has anyone found the same thing? And the same type of profile was found after gastric bypass surgery, you know, major manipulation of the gut. And it looked to be a kind of a transient profile, you know, something not very stable. Interestingly, the response from the host was an increase in all the genes that are involved in regulating gut barrier.
Oh, wow. So when you say regulating the gut barrier, improving it or degrading it?
Improving it.
Wow, that's interesting. Very, very interesting. So talk about the effects of the antibiotics for a second. You use the antibiotics to actually try to reduce the population in the gut, right?
Yes, that's correct.
And that also had an anti-inflammatory effect on the vagal nerve, correct?
It did, yes.
Why? Why would that? Is it just because of the net effect of reducing all microbes, bad and good, and so, you know, you see this change? Or did the antibiotic actually have some sort of anti-inflammatory extrinsic effect?
So, which was interesting with that antibiotic, it targeted, you know, a lot of bacteria, but it really compensated for the effect of the high-fat diet. So everything that was blooming with high-fat feeding went kind of back to normal level or even lower level.
Interesting. I want to take our next break, and when we come back, I want to talk about satiety. I want to talk about overfeeding and satiety, and because we know that the high-fat diet with a high glycemic index carbohydrate seems to derail the expected satiating effects of a high-fat diet and how the gut microbes play into that discussion. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Now, the number one best-selling non-hormonal anabolic agent at PredatorNutrition.com. Progenidrex has established itself as the category killer. If you're having difficulty gaining muscle while staying lean, you owe it to yourself to try Progenidrex. 100% of store reviews rated it at 5 stars, the highest possible ranking. And today, right now, there are guys pouring their hearts out in the gym with little or nothing to show for it. Don't waste any more time. Go to PredatorNutrition.com today and get Progenidrex, the world's absolute best drug-free muscle gainer. Superhuman Radio has the smartest and most dedicated health and fitness listeners found anywhere in the world. If you're trying to tap this market of greater than 50 million health fitness consumers, you simply can't do better than advertising on Superhuman Radio. Our sponsors tell us Superhuman Radio outperforms other forms of advertising time and time again. If you're tired of wasting valuable advertising dollars and need a new way to build your client base, go to superhumanradio.com and click on the Advertise With Us link. It just may be the best thing you have ever done for your business.
4.6 million years of evolution gave us the blueprint for the perfect protein supplement for humans. So why do all protein supplement manufacturers ignore it? We don't. The first human-appropriate protein supplement is Thrive Advanced. Built around the blueprint of mother's milk, Thrive Advanced contains the amino acids, peptides, micronutrients, enzymes, probiotics, and vitamins that support protein absorption and assimilation. All of our dairy proteins come from happy cows on pastures here in the United States and are low-heat pasteurized. You'll never find any artificial sweeteners, additives, or ingredients. You won't even find thickeners or gums in Thrive Advanced. And we back up our label claims with post-production lab analysis that's available right on our website. Visit superhumanradio.com and click the Thrive Advanced banner ad and use code SHR and save 50% off your entire order today.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn. Teach. Lead.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finest supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at LivonLabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's LivonLabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, Labs.com.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's GetCarbolin.com/CARBGUIDE.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where we use oxygen for the power of good.
Welcome back. The discussion is the gut microbiome. We love it here. We've been talking about the microbiota how many years now? I'm asking my fans. Way before it became popular. Just like we started talking about metabolomics so many years ago. You know, you don't have to wait for this stuff to break out in the media. You just have to listen to Superhuman Radio. We talk about things 10 years before it becomes popular in the mainstream. We're talking with Dr. Claire DeLassier from the University of Georgia. So, Dr. DeLassier, it is well understood the potential satiating effects of fat, especially when we look at people who are in ketosis. And I'm not talking about ketoacidosis, which is a phenomenon suffered by people who are insulin resistant. I'm talking about people who choose a therapeutic ketogenic diet, very, very high fat, moderately low protein, and almost no carbohydrates. But once they're in ketosis, they lose the they lose hunger, and fat is very satiating. We don't see that in this diet, do we?
No. So fat is satiating, I guess, in a short term. When you have animals, and I mostly do animal research, that are on a high fat diet for an extended period of time, they start losing their ability to compensate. Hmm. So to decrease their intake.
Interesting. So is that a result of the changes in microbiota diversity when this diet? Because I'm starting to understand. Well, I've understood this for a long time. I've said on this show probably at least a year ago that I've come to the conclusion that the microbes that inhabit the our gut needed hands to pick things up with and legs to get around with and be ambulatory. And so they built us so that we could serve them. And as a result of that, I recognize that, to be vulgar, that what they poop out either hurts us or helps us. And they also scream when they're hungry, and they let us know chemically to eat more of this or eat more of that. And if you have an outnumbered diversity of bad microbes, you tend to want to eat the bad things because that's what they're yelling for. So Is it the satiety, the loss of satiety in a high fat diet when you're eating high glycemic index carbohydrates as well, a result of this altered diversity in the stomach?
So I believe so. I think it's at least part of it. I mean, fat itself has an effect on gut-brain, you know, communication. We think that those bacteria and their product or metabolites can interact with the gut-brain communication to promote overeating.
What about the blueberries? Do the blueberries affect satiety?
So there are several studies before ERS that looked at blueberries, but they did not control for intake. And so they found that the blueberry-fed animal usually reduce their intake.
It does, huh?
Now, we wanted to look, you know, at glycemic control and insulin sensitivity, and we didn't want to have a difference in body weight because then you don't know what's causing what. Is it the blueberry or is it because the animal are not as big? So we actually control for intake. So we did not measure satiety because their food intake was really well matched.
You know, the other thing that I learned recently was in the presence of ketone bodies like butyrate, butyrate can actually uncouple leptin from insulin. Apparently, part of the obesity phenomenon is not just leptin resistance, but leptin binding by insulin. High insulin levels bind leptin. The brain doesn't get the message that it's not hungry anymore, and it keeps on eating. And ketones can actually unbind leptin and make leptin more effective and improve leptin sensitivity. I wonder if the high insulin response that we see from high saturated fat diets with in combination with high glycemic index carbohydrates also plays a role in abolishing satiety because of this leptin bonded to insulin phenomenon.
So I'm not familiar with that data, but it's funny you mentioned butyrate because the main producer of butyrate, acetate, or propionate are actually the gut bacteria.
Right, right.
So if we change, and we've seen that in our study, if we change the microbiota profile, we change the short-chain fatty acid production.
So talk about that for a second. So which of the, because we just talked about, we just did a show last week about mitochondrial farming. See, butyrate production in the gut actually is beneficial for mitochondria function, biogenesis, size, everything. So, but the way I understand it is there are two different microbes in the gut that assemble butyrate. So one does one thing and passes its output off to another that does something else and that produces butyrate. Is that correct or am I incorrect about that?
I don't know the answer to that.
Okay.
So I don't want to tell you one way or the other.
Okay, but which microbes are most responsible for the production of butyrate?
I can tell you. I'm usually just looking at how much is being produced.
Okay. But I mean, it, from the Firmicute and Bacteroidetes side, it's probably a Bacteroidetes.
It should be, yes.
Okay.
Because we usually have an increase in butyrate in the group that are fed, you know, the normal diet.
And do you see a reduction in butyrate in the groups fed the high saturated fat diet, even though saturated fat is a donor to produce butyrate?
We do, yes.
So it's got to be the high glycemic index carbohydrates. That's what I keep coming back to.
Not necessarily. I don't necessarily think it has to be. I mean, if you start having inflammation in the GI tract, you're going to have some, you know, oxygen being produced. You're going to start having bacteria that can tolerate oxygen that are going to grow versus, you know, completely anaerobic bacteria. So it may just be what your diet is promoting in terms of microbiota composition.
Well, okay, so let me play devil's advocate here, and I want to be educated, okay? So we know that the ketogenic diet is highly anti-inflammatory. Very, very anti-inflammatory. And this diet, you know, omega-3 fatty acids, they don't produce butyrate in the gut. You have to have adequate amounts, large amounts, quite frankly, of saturated fats in order to get your body into ketosis. And I'm talking about 1.2, 1.4 millimoles of ketones in the blood. I mean, where you're really in, you know, ketosis is actually a function of quote unquote starvation, not necessarily of all nutrients, but certain nutrients. You're starving yourself of certain nutrients. So that diet actually has been shown to be powerfully anti-inflammatory, even though you're consuming large amounts of saturated fat. So with what you just said juxtaposed to that, how could that be? How could it not be the high glycemic index carbohydrates?
So you can, if you just give, I mean, in our animal model, if we just give fat and we don't have the sugar, we still see changes.
Okay.
If we give fat plus sugar, we'll see bigger changes.
Gotcha. Okay.
Now, as a person who teaches nutrition, I'm not necessarily a fan of a diet that will reduce completely, you know, a specific food group.
Well, I know that, but for therapeutic purposes. So my production company produces a show called Beating Brain Cancer. Right now, there's an amazing groundswell of people who are halting metastasis, reducing the size of tumors that they're being sent home with, that radiation isn't working and standard of care isn't working, and they're actually reversing their own brain cancer. This is happening widespread right now here in the UK using a therapeutic ketogenic diet. So in that case there, I understand what you're saying. You shouldn't restrict any one food group.
No, I mean, it's been used for, you know, therapeutic purposes to kind of starve tumors from growing.
Yes, yes.
But now when you have a healthy person that does not consume any carbohydrates, you need to maintain your glycemia. So, you know, the body is going to burn down muscle to do so.
Yes, yes, and I agree with that. Here's what I want to do. I want to take our last commercial break, and when we come back, let's garner what you hope people take away from your research. Stay tuned. You're listening to Superhuman Radio.
How to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym?
You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
Superhuman Radio has the smartest and most dedicated health and fitness listeners found anywhere in the world. If you're trying to tap this market of greater than 50 million health fitness consumers, you simply can't do better than advertising on Superhuman Radio. Our sponsors tell us Superhuman Radio outperforms other forms of advertising time and time again. If you're tired of wasting valuable advertising dollars and need a new way to build your client base, go to superhumanradio.com and click on the Advertise with Us link. It just may be the best thing you have ever done for your business.
Ketones are being called the fourth macronutrient because the body loves to use them for energy. Now you can leverage the hunger-fighting, mood-elevating effects of ketones with Keto OS. Take one package in the morning and don't eat again until you're hungry. You won't feel lethargic and you'll be alert and focused. Try Keto OS today. Go to superhumanradio.com, click the Keto OS banner ad to take advantage of the 5-day experience trial package. Leverage the power of ketones with Keto OS.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your question. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn, teach, lead.
Now, the number one best-selling non-hormonal anabolic agent at PredatorNutrition.com. Progenidrex has established itself as the category killer. If you're having difficulty gaining muscle while staying lean, you owe it to yourself to try Progenidrex. 100% of store reviews rated it at 5 stars, the highest possible ranking. And today, right now, there are guys pouring their hearts out in the gym with little or nothing to show for it. Don't waste any more time. Go to PredatorNutrition.com today and get Progenidrex, the
world's absolute best drug-free muscle gainer.
The category killer just got upgraded in a big way. New MassPro Synthogen X2 is here. Take it before and after training and recover faster than with anabolic steroids. Visit Synthogen.com and use coupon code SHR15 for 15% off. MassPro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
A legendary name in hardcore supplementation. Iron Mag Labs. 100% original, patent-pending Andro compound. The most effective, hardcore, groundbreaking bodybuilding supplements in the world. In the world. Iron Mag Labs. Revolutionizing hardcore supplementation for more than a decade. Visit IronMagLabs.com. Iron Mag Labs. .com.
Move over, superheroes. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We're talking about the standard American diet, a high fat, high glycemic index carbohydrate diet. Most people eat today. We see a lot of obesity out there. And it actually, there's some things you can do perhaps to affect it positively. At least this research shows. So, Dr. DeLisser, what should people take away from your research?
Well, I think the key message is, you know, moderation. We've done it with high fat. We've done it with high sugar. When we put the two in combination, it's even worse. Like, we know this is not healthy. What we found is that if you try to supplement with healthier products, you know, something rich in polyphenol and fibers and anthocyanin, you may be able to dampen some of the effect.
I'm thinking I just need to eat a couple handfuls of blueberries every day. I mean, I'm lean, but it sounds to me like blueberries are good for your gut.
It is.
Any other fruits or berries that fall into that category that you choose to eat? I love to ask scientists what they do because they're the ones closest to the research. They know what works and what doesn't.
Yeah, we're not necessarily doing what we study.
I know. Isn't that sad?
I know. I have chocolate right now looking at me in my drawer. I mean, there is a fair amount of research on tart cherry. I haven't used it. I've only worked on blueberry so far. But, you know, anything that's rich in anthocyanin.
And polyphenols. Good stuff. I love it. And I want to thank you. And please, you have Elisa Profumo's email address. She's the one who booked you as a guest. I hope that when more research becomes available that you'll think to reach out to us so we can talk about it.
Absolutely.
And I hope you had a good time.
Yeah, I did. Thank you.
Take care. So really, that's pretty much all we have today. It's been a great show. Don't forget to show Coach Rob Regish some love. Go to CoachRobRegish.com or Synthogen.com, SYNTHAGEN.com. SHR15, today is the deadline, I guess, the rest of the day, to take advantage of what appears to be a miracle supplement, at least by the accounts of so many people out there who send emails saying this stuff is unbelievable. And these are not newbies. I mean, these are people who have been training for decades on top of the fact that some of them are like in special forces and stuff like that, where they actually pay attention to their performance very closely. And even if you don't get it with the 15% discount, you got to try it. All right, we'll see you about tomorrow with more Superhuman Radio. Thank you for listening today.
What do professional athletes